Guernsey Election 2012 Update with Kevin Stewart.
The main news today is the Policy Council put out the Guernsey Annual Population Bulletin. It's the third edition of this bulletin, and it basically gives you information on population headcounts, demographics and the change, housing licences, interestingly, and projections. We'll get onto housing licences in a moment. The headlines: at the end of March 2011, the Guernsey population stood at 62,915. That's nearly 484 people higher. That's 1%, nearly 1%, 0.8% higher than the previous year. The majority of the growth apparently was due to net migration, which contributed 382 people over the year. Natural increase contributed to 102 people. That's births, I think. Natural increase, nice turn of phrase. The number of live housing licenses is now 5,271. That was at the end of March 2011, compared to 5,068 at the same point in the previous year. An increase of 203 licenses. That's 4% increase in housing licenses. And I think this is one of the things that we must be really sensitive to now. At a time when we're struggling with our LVCR, I don't think it's very likely. I don't think many people think that appeal is going to be successful. By the time an appeal's done, most of the business would have been moved off anyway, or laid off staff if they are indeed staying here in some shape or form. So I think now what we have to do is have a lot more scrutiny on who we give licenses to and in what sectors we give licenses to. Of course, one of the things I spoke about on the doorstep today is chatting to a nurse. And of course, we do need licenses for key workers, our teachers, to give the children continuity. It's so important for them, and for nurses and doctors. But I think in a lot of the other more clerical jobs, we really need to start cracking down. And maybe in our hotel industry, look at why we aren't managing to fulfill more jobs from locals. Housing licenses up by over 208. This isn't working out, so I think we now need to actively put in a scheme to try and encourage people into our growing catering industry. And interestingly enough, the Oxford Economic Report is quite upbeat about it, particularly on long weekend breaks and in the more 3, 4 and 5 star hotels. So obviously a lot of skills needed there. So perhaps that's some sort of retraining, and maybe they could run a media campaign to encourage people back into the catering and hotel industry. That's basically it for today. If I haven't delivered my manifesto to you by hand, any leftover by the end of this week, and it's struggle to get round because so many people want to chat, then I will be posting them out. But I will be making sure over the next month I get to see all of you that want to see me. Remember, you can always email me at kevin@kevinstewart.gg. Take care. That's the end of this election update, and there'll be more in the next couple of days. Thank you.
Guernsey Election 2012 Update with Kevin Stewart.